Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. Thank you for tuning in one more time, doing this for yourself, this Morning Connection podcast, your daily discipline, your habit, your ritual to get you thinking about where you really want to go in life, where you want to be, and what are you going to do, and what are those things you're not going to do to make sure you get to that clearly defined goal, that vision, those achievements, those accomplishments, those feelings and emotions that you really want. Again, thank you so much for taking the time, investing in yourself by listening to this podcast. Also, thank you for putting your faith and trust in me with so many websites and podcasts out there. You're stealing this time to do something to put you ahead, and you're choosing me. I appreciate that. I am showing up. I will not let you down, all right? I'm going to deliver my message. I love this opportunity. I absolutely love what I do. I love just thinking about dissecting the strategies for success. How can I apply them to my life? How can I keep on redefining what success means to me? The feelings and emotions, balancing it all out, figuring this jigsaw puzzle, this combination, like this Rubik's Cube for myself. And I've been fascinated with it, the whole process, for a very, very long time, always striving for new things, feelings and emotions to unlock my full potential. Maybe you're like me, and no matter where you are, you just know that there's more. And maybe there's been points in your life where you think, man, I am on a roll. I'm using all of the talents that I've worked so hard to develop that I have. I'm using them pretty close to their fullest, and wow, they're really paying off. And if you're enjoying one of those periods of time in your life, congratulations. That is awesome. That feels amazing, because sometimes, you know, you're doing all this work, it's not paying off, and you don't feel that way. Maybe you're like me in this instance too, where I just think, God, you know, I just know I have the talent. I know I have the ability. I know I have the resources. I'm just not putting it all together. What I want is just a little bit out of reach. And it drives you crazy. Sometimes it's painful. It causes a lot of angst. And sometimes it's just a challenge, right? We go through this whole range of emotions as we're playing this game of life. I'm fascinated with the game of life and becoming more, becoming better, a better man. And that's what Manformation is all about. And what I really love is the fact that I have men all around the world who are driving for more that I do my coaching programs with. It also allows me to think all the time about this whole process, and I get to share it with you in these Morning Connection podcasts. And for those of you who have taken that next level, they want results sooner rather than later. They're willing to invest their time, energy, and resources to put that Manformation into overdrive, and you've come to me for one-on-one coaching. Congratulations. I'll tell you, if there's one thing I wish I would have done more of sooner in my life, and not just collect more and more information, say, yeah, I think that applies to me. I would have got someone who I trusted, someone I respected, someone who knew more about the world and had a different way of looking at it that could make me step up, and they just talked to me about my situation, examine my perspective, my beliefs. I would have done that much, much earlier in my life, because I invested so much time and energy anyway. I was investing money in audio programs for that general information anyway. Man, I would have gotten that person I respected to help me with my particular situation, and I would have sped up the process massively. That's one thing, I'll tell you, looking back, that I recommend that you do, whether it's with me or some other coach. Don't try to go it alone. No matter how ambitious, you only have one perspective, and it may be serving you to a certain point. Congratulations. You know, if you're a person to listen to this kind of podcast, you're probably doing pretty well, right? But you know that there's more inside you, and that's what I was kind of talking about. Man, getting that perspective from someone who you trust, someone who is amazing at what they do, it's just going to pay off massively. It's worth taking the risk in yourself, right? We get to the next level by doing things that maybe are counterintuitive or different than the way we're doing it. And, you know, that one-on-one coaching, I am telling you, it may just be what you need to get to that next level quickly, efficiently, sooner rather than later. But I just love talking to my guys, because it just makes me break it down. Like I said, you know, You know how it is when you go to bed, you got to wake up in the morning, you got some things going, and then you wake up, I don't know, like an hour before the time you're supposed to. And you kind of can't really let yourself go back into that deep sleep, right? But you don't want to get up. Yeah, you want to get some more rest. I mean, every time I'm in those situations and I'm kind of half dozing off, I find myself having these imaginary conversations, coaching guys. All right, okay, now this is about your situation. Explaining, letting them talk about it. And it's not any particular person or coaching client or anybody that I know. It's just some random guy. I mean, when you're doing that in your sleep, you know you love what you do, right? I feel very fortunate. But what I really feel fortunate about is it just gives me so much perspective. It just speeds up the process. Talking to these guys all over the world. You know, one thing that a distinction that I realize, and maybe it's something that can ease some of the burden or angst as you strive to become your very best, is that what I realize is that, you know, having enough confidence to go to the next level, worrying about what people think, wondering if this is going to pay off, what you're investing, your hopes and dreams, what would it feel like if you didn't come through, dealing with the pressure of stepping up and people depending on you, depending on other people. I don't care. I talk to young guys who are 22 years old, who are really determined to take their life to the next level, and they're smart enough to get coaching right here and right now at that age, all the way to, you know, guys in their 40s and even 50s who are sick and tired of not living up to what they believe is their full potential, not using their talents to the fullest, and they want some help and perspective. Maybe they're very successful in one or many areas of their lives, but they don't have everything and they want that kind of help. I deal with a wide range. I would say in general, I help successful men become even more successful. It isn't like, oh, people who lack total confidence, they don't have a job, obviously, or they wouldn't be able to make the investment in coaching. That isn't who I deal with. And so one thing I've realized is no matter what age, what level, what country they live in, we as men, we are all going through the same series of emotions. What makes it different is what stage of our journey, our level of success, what stage of life that we're going through. That's the only difference. It's the same emotions, the confidence to go to the next level, which no matter what level you're at, what other people think, there are always going to be that certain level of resistance by key people in your life, right? And you have to deal with that. Again, the bottom, the top, and everywhere in between. We all go through the same emotions. It's just a different situation. And so when I hear the same things over and over again, man, I can't help but learn and connect the dots and apply it to my life. And that's what I just love about it, right? And that's what I get to do in this Morning Connection podcast. I get to use, while you're, you know, at your job, you know, giving your all there, while you're spending the time with your family and hobbies, whatever's how you have your life arranged to make you happy, right? I'm pounding out these things. I'm living it, breathing it, loving it, you know, like 24/7, even in my sleep. And then I can dissect these distinctions. It's like cheat sheets. It's like cliff notes for you so you can apply it to your life. I love doing this Morning Connection podcast. And I really love doing it one-on-one coaching, where I can use all of this perspective that I've gained and I continue to gain about life, again, connecting the dots, figuring out the combination, the Rubik's Cube, the jigsaw puzzle, and sharing that with my guys each week with their one-on-one coaching sessions. I just love it. I just love it. Everybody wins, and I hope that you're getting the benefit by listening to this Morning Connection podcast on a regular basis. Oh, the one thing I want to say too is that these Morning Connection podcasts, you know, get in the habit of listening to them over and over again. Now, today I want to talk about your speaking style, right? We all have a certain pattern. I have a certain pattern of speaking, all right? There's a certain thought process going on in my mind that makes me present my words in a particular way. You have a certain speaking style. I don't know how much you've thought about it, right? Do you speak in a slow, controlled manner? Are you excited? And do you speak quickly? Is the tone of your voice in an authoritative tone, or do you kind of tone it down depending on, you know, who you're around? I mean, first of all, Have you really stopped and thought about what your speaking style is? But what I really want to get to, because, you know, that'll take you 5 seconds to think about, well, you know, most situations, this is the way I talk. But I really want you to think about is, what are the reasons? What are the reasons that have caused you to make that decision? It's a decision to speak in the style that you do. What are the reasons? How much have you thought about? Is it conscious decisions? You know, why you've thought about these reasons? You had pros and cons of speaking this way, the speed, the tone, the inflection, the amount of authority, the volume, where you put the inflections. Did you get a spreadsheet and here are all the pros for speaking this way and here's all the cons? And okay, with all things considered, here are my goals in life and therefore I am speaking in this manner. You know, that's usually not the case, all right? That's why I'm bringing this out. I want you to think about it. Maybe not get out that spreadsheet, but at least think about it. Are the voice qualities that you're demonstrating, the style that you're using, is it helping you get those long-range goals that you're after? Or is it something that you really haven't thought about that, you know, may feel good in the moment, but maybe compromising those long-term goals and vision? That's what I want to talk about in this Morning Connection podcast. And what makes me think about this is talking to a lot of guys. They come to me, usually the first thing that I work on are their voice qualities and getting them to consciously think about why they have chosen the particular style that they use. And is it helping you get to where you really want in life? Or is it, using the analogy that I use often, that where you really want to go in life is that Thanksgiving dinner, all of the entrees, dessert, wine flowing, conversation, great people, that awesome event, the life that you really want? Or is like a really good peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It makes you feel good now. It serves a purpose. It feeds you. But at the same time, it may curb your appetite to actually get to that Thanksgiving dinner because, you know, you're kind of satisfied. There's no real hunger, literally, figuratively, to get to that Thanksgiving dinner because you pacified yourself with some, you know, okay, but not what you ideally want, that peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So in your speaking style, it may serve a purpose or you wouldn't do it. Again, we're going to think about that today. I'm going to get you to think about that. I'm going to have you ask yourself a few questions and I'm going to give you some scenarios. I'll tell you, I have done hundreds and hundreds of podcasts, I mean, over the years, right? And you would think that I would know exactly why I come across in a particular, a well-thought-out process. But until I started really getting to the deeper and deeper and deeper levels of success, you know, usually things were working out for me good enough. There's not much, I don't know, direction, and nobody asked me these kind of questions, or maybe if they were, I never really thought about it. And so I had a certain level of success until I started breaking it down. If you were to listen to these series of podcasts, let's just say these Morning Connection podcasts, this is Morning Connection podcast number 234. All right, if you were to go back to Morning Connection podcast number one or number two, you'll notice that there is a gigantic difference in my speaking style. Now, you might say, well, now you're 234 episodes into this, right? You just gained more experience, more confidence. Now you're speaking with more confidence. I would say, I guess that might be true, but the reason why there's such a difference in my speaking pattern is because I consciously thought about the way I was coming across, why I was doing it, is that really serving me? And I got help. I got coaching to understand what was going on, right? And what I was going to bring up before is, as you listen to these Morning Connection podcasts, you get your daily dose of MTC, mental toughness conditioning. If it is a particular day where I don't have a brand new Morning Connection podcast, you can go back and listen to Morning Connection podcast number 1 or 22 or 57 or 157, even though you may have heard it before, because as we grow month by month, 6 months ago or whatever, you're a different person now. You've tackled certain things in your life that are no longer a challenge, and now you're focusing on that higher level. The same questions that you had back then, they need to be asked in a different manner to the level that you're at now, right? So you can listen to these podcasts over and over again every 3 months and still learn because you're a different person. You've got bigger goals, achievements. You're more clear on what you want. And the very same podcast will hit you in a brand new way. So when you come to skiplocore.com or manformation.com or you're on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, however you listen to this Morning Connection podcast, if there isn't a new episode, go back. Go back and listen to one of the other ones. And I want you to give me some feedback. Send me an email at skip@skiplocore.com and tell me, you know, you're right. I did hear this. It sounded familiar. But now I'm thinking about it totally different in the mindset, the stage of my life, what I'm addressing now. And it hit me in a whole different way, and I learned from it again, all right? So don't fall into that trap that, oh, I got to have something new. Oh, man, there's nothing new. I've heard all this before, right? It's the fundamentals over and over again. And again, as I said before, from what you can learn from the people I coach is we're all going through the same journey. We have the same questions and challenges. It's just what stage of our journey are we on? What level of success we are? But the questions that we need to answer are exactly the same. So let's go back to, and you'll see again, if you go back, you'll notice the difference in my speaking style. So I'm going to take a quick break and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you what my, why the reasons for my speaking style before, why I changed it and ask you, give you some scenarios of how have you noticed other speaking styles of other people? That's my job with Manformation is to study the success strategies and the human behavior of the men. And how can I use all this data that I collect, all these observations in a way that will empower you, right? So we're going to talk all about that so you consciously think about your speaking patterns. And most importantly, you adopt a style that will get you to where you really want, that Thanksgiving dinner, what you ultimately want, and maybe not just peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. So we'll be right back.
This podcast is brought to you in part by Skip LaCour Coaching, exclusive next-level one-on-one life coaching that will give you the sense of control and direction you need to succeed at the highest level. One-on-one peak performance coaching specialist Skip LaCour will help you channel all of your hard work, discipline, and abilities to build a life filled with confidence, passion, and purpose. Set up a free coaching session to see if this exclusive next-level one-on-one coaching program is right for you by sending Skip an email at skip@skiplacourcoaching.com.
We are back with this Morning Connection podcast, our daily dose of MTC, mental toughness conditioning. We're talking about the speaking style that you've made the decision to adopt. That is a decision, you know. It's just how conscious are you of the decision that you're making. Let me talk about the decisions that I was making. My speaking styles, again, dozens of podcasts, speaking at events, speaking in front of groups, in my former life as a bodybuilder, seminars and things like that. You know, without really knowing it, you know, the strategy, why I spoke in the manner, and I would say it was a lot maybe slower, energy level lower, more calm, and I guess that's even a word, again, an empowering word that I use, that's just my rationalization. I call it calm. Some people might say it's boring, but that's the way I reason why I adopted that style. It was calm and laid out. It was slower, a lot slower. And I don't know how much thinking I did about it, but, you know, if I really pushed myself, which I did, it was like, okay, you know, in a lot of situations, you know, I was the authority. A lot of people, at least, it was going on in my mind that I wanted to tone things down, to be more relatable, not be, I had this, you know, big physique, this big presence. They came to see me. And then, so, you know, maybe, oh my God, what does he have to say? I want it to be, hey, you know, come on. I'm just a regular guy just like you, right? So that was kind of my tone, you know, slow, more, not, the tone wasn't necessarily as authoritative. I mean, when I'm talking about something passionate, I can't help but be an expert or speak in an authoritative manner. But I really subconsciously, you know, maybe just try to tone it down a little, be more relatable to the people I was talking to. I was slower, rather, you know, maybe some beliefs that I had is fast and, you know, exciting was, oh, that's too herky-jerky. That's, you know, out of control. And so I was controlled and slower and things like that. And, you know, obviously it served me to a certain point, right? I have different beliefs about the way to speak now. A lot of reasons. Number one is that, you know, if I can't speak at an energy level that I am excited about, right? How the hell can I expect you to be excited about what I'm saying? Now, I know I explained the reasons what my rationale was for speaking the way that I did, right? But if I can't be excited, if I can't create this energy and sound massively enthusiastic about what I'm talking about, how can you be enthused about what I have to say? How can I keep your interest? Other thing is about the pace, where just relax, control, outline my point of view, right? You know, especially in this world that we live in now, so much information is being thrown at you, right? I realize that I had to pick up the pace. You know, that belief that I had, the reason why I adopted that style, maybe wasn't the most effective. You know, you notice what I'm saying. I'm talking about a speaking style. Am I talking about the core of what I had to say, what my intentions were, what the quality of the information I was providing? I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about the style in which it's delivered. I had to pick up the pace, right? And the other thing is that whole thing about being an authority is like you can't put all your time, energy, and effort becoming an expert at what you do. And then tone it down where you don't want to come across as the authority. And again, if I were to examine the back of my mind, I wanted to kind of tone it down to make it more even. Do I want it to be more even, or do I want the person out there to know that I am the authority who can lead them, guide them? I put a lot more thought into this than they have, and I can get them from point A to point B faster. And think about it from their end, your end. Don't you want me to be certain? Don't you want me to come across as the authority? So you feel more confidence in following my lead, right? Why would I kind of tone that down? Now, I told you the reason why. You don't want to, maybe, you know, I hear this all the time. Guys wanted to be humble or don't want to come across like a know-it-all. Don't want to come across too aggressive, right? Too in your face, right? That may be the reasons why without you even realizing it. But think about it. You know, you want, if you put your time and effort, if you can lead people, if they should listen to you because you put more time, energy, and effort, and you have this sincere desire to help them, and you have this confidence that you can help them, you need to come across as an authority figure. Now put it on there, and again, they want you to be the authority. They want you to sell them on, if they followed you step by step, they'll get the results that they want, right? Why would you want to tone that down? And even if you felt you were good enough in toning it down, maybe you need to keep on taking that up. And you can't afford to take that that expert, that authority type of tonality and the way you come across, you can't afford to take it down because you're competing against other experts. Other people want their attention. Other people want them to follow. Can you even afford to take it down? And then put yourself in the shoes of the people you're talking to. Maybe they don't trust. Maybe they've tried a million things and it hasn't worked for them in the past, right? They want you to be off the charts, certain about what you're talking, because they need you to be off the charts to take that leap of faith and follow your direction. So again, is your style really serving you? When I started adopting these qualities, man, I'll tell you the response. And again, I don't think people even notice the difference. And it's just the style and the delivery. But I would get emails, oh, man, you know, your podcast. It's like they're focusing on the content being so much better. I'm pretty certain the content is just as amazing. That's what I believe, right? It's just the style and presentation. Now, why am I telling you this? How are you coming across? What decisions are you making? I'm going to throw out a couple of scenarios. I see this all the time in YouTube and experts. You know, tell me if you notice this too. They'll get on the YouTube channel, and the first thing they'll say, well, I just want to tell you guys, I apologize that I haven't put out a YouTube video in a long time, and I've just been really busy. Why are you starting off the conversation that way, right? They either do or they don't know that you haven't been putting out videos. That's not what they're there for. They want to hear what you have to say. And why draw attention to that? Are you putting your position now that I've kind of supplicated, now that I've kind of put myself down and I'm so apologetic, which most of you didn't even realize anyway, now I'm going to try to crank it back up and be the authority and you should listen to me, right? That's a strategy. Now, I know what it is. It's humility. Some men find so much power in humility, at least their definition of humility. And I think my definition is a lot different than a lot of people. So let's not all assume that we're all on the same page there, because in most cases we're not. I have a whole different definition of what that means. In a way, is that empowering you though? Is it grabbing their attention, right? And even if they can relate more to you, that person who's put no effort into it, maybe he's at the beginning of the journey, not even a tenth of the effort that you put in, do you want him to relate to you like you're at the same level? Again, what's the reason behind it? I talked to one gentleman, and I don't know if this is the way his coach wanted him to take it or not, but he had this certain pattern in his voice, very slow, very low. And, he said, back in high school, what if this great coach told him that it's not the bursts that do it in life. It's just the slow, easy approach. Now, that was his interpretation, was said. I wasn't there, and I don't know the meaning or context. All I know is he took that context into the way he was speaking. We worked on his speaking patterns. Man, he just saw the whole world. People want to hang around me more often, right? Again, not necessarily a lot of thought has put in this. I mean, I'll tell you, my guys all around the world, I'm on the phone. I've become an expert at picking up patterns, voice patterns, and very intuitive about maybe some thought process or some beliefs behind the speaking patterns, right? So that's why I'm in such a position to be able to immediately help these guys, all my years of doing this. And I'll tell you, you work on that presentation, the whole world changes immediately. If there's anything that I like to do when I coach guys is that, coaching, personal development, taking your life to the next level, it's nothing that can be done overnight. I mean, if you're 25 years old, 35 years old, you have 25 or 35 years of developing all these beliefs, all this perspective, all these strategies on how to live life, it's gotten you to this point, right? You've got 25 or 35 years of beliefs that are stacked upon beliefs that may need to be reconsidered, and change takes time. You should think about, if you were to invest in one-on-one coaching, you're not paying for each coaching session. You're not paying for each month of coaching. You're paying for the result that you have clearly identified that may be in a 12-month period. You can't measure each call each month at a time. You look at the totality of getting to where you want to be in a year. That's the way you need to look at your investment in yourself, your investment in personal development, your investment in coaching. But what I like to do is give them something they can get immediate results and immediate impact, to give them some momentum, like, hey, this stuff really works, right? And so the voice qualities are the first thing that can make an impact. I have I've run into other guys too, and this is interesting. You might want to think about this. Very slow and very soft. Now, a lot of times with this very slow and very soft, approach, they kind of wonder why they're not getting the respect that they deserve, or they're not able to capitalize on their talents to make the money that they want. And how they earn their money is becoming an expert. And it's kind of interesting. I mean, the easiest thing, I don't want to come across as a jerk. I want to be relatable or whatever. When I push them further, there's some things I think is that there's a lot of guys that don't trust that they'll come through. They fear and they put off commitment, like stepping up, I'll do it, I'll get this done. Oh, shit. And in the back of your mind, you're going, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to bust my ass to make it happen. You need to do more of that in your life. You need to step up and make that commitment and then use all your powers and abilities to make it happen. You can't just wait until you feel comfortable enough. And sometimes you commit to something, you don't know how you're going to do it. I have found that some guys don't like that. They don't like that commitment, that pressure put on them. So they don't like to make the commitment. So in their voice, they're speaking all soft and whatever, so that the level of expectation is dropped from their mate, their girlfriend, their wife, at work, right? And I don't know if they think about that. Because if you come across authoritative, I know what you're talking about, boom, 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 enthusiastic, right? You're going to have high expectations on you. People are going to expect a lot from you, right? But if you kind of tone it down and act all mellow, you know, oh, what a nice guy. And getting them to think about, is that why they've adopted that strategy? I'm telling you, if you talk with authority and quick and enthusiastic, people are going to expect a lot of you. And when they expect a lot of you, it's going to force you to step up and use all that talent and ability that you have. And then you don't have to wonder why you're not using all your talent and ability to create the life that you really want. More pressure. And it starts off, if you come across like authority, they're going to expect a lot from you to come through, to follow through, to be consistent, to do what you say. Are you avoiding that? Just some things to think about. Why have you adopted the speaking style that you have? What are the reasons behind it? Have you really thought about it? Most importantly, is that speaking style getting closer to that quality of life that you really want? Hey guys, thanks for joining this Morning Connection podcast. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. Tell me what the biggest takeaway that you got from this Morning Connection podcast. Have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.
This podcast is brought to you in part by Skip LaCour Coaching, exclusive next-level one-on-one life coaching that will give you the sense of control and direction you need to succeed at the highest level. One-on-one peak performance coaching specialist Skip LaCour will help you channel all of your hard work, discipline, and abilities to build a life filled with confidence, passion, and purpose. Set up a free coaching session to see if this exclusive next-level one-on-one coaching program is right for you by sending Skip an email at skip@skiplacourcoaching.com.